sounds like the best of Drew and Mike. Brought to you by... Is that a new one or is that an old one? Oldie but goodie.
That's a Bentley special.
Thank you, Jim. Realtor Scott Kunith brings you the best of Drew and Mike. Scott's from Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding your new one, call 248-797-7746. Or you can text Scott. He gets... Where's the Scott drop?
Scott! Oh,
there he is.
There it is.
He's too busy with farts. Not Scott, but Brandon.
You can text Scott or call him.
Everybody farts.
A lot of people have sent him nice texts and thanked him for sponsoring the show. 248-797-7746 or S. Kunath at CBWM. That's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at CBWM.
Hey,
all good.
I know you're excited about the Grammys, and this is just in.
What? I can't wait.
What? Came in yesterday. The performers.
Oh, the whole list of them?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How many are we going to know?
Exciting. Cardi B. You know her.
Yeah, politician Cardi B.
Camila Cabello.
She has such a great band.
Can't wait.
Yes, she is.
Who was the second one?
Camila Cabello.
She's
cute. Yeah, Camila Cabello.
She's adorable.
Cabello? Very hot. Yeah. I like her voice.
Yeah. I can't tell.
She's a sexy
I don't think
voice.
I've ever heard her voice. But
Post Malone. Post Malone's going to be there.
Post Malone.
Janelle Monáe.
Did you see the video of Post Malone when the Cowboys lost to the Rams?
Yeah.
He's a big guy. Did you see that? He's a big Cowboy fan. And I can't remember who was with him. It was a big Rams fan who was filming him. And behind him is Post Malone just so bummed, like he was about to cry. Didn't know he's being recorded. And the guy's just going, look at Post is crying, Post is crying. And then finally Post Malone looks at him like, oh, man. He's a very likable guy, Post Malone.
Really?
Like, very normal guy.
I find
guy.
Him very
yeah.
likable, too.
You're a cowboy. You're a cowboy.
He was so bummed they got destroyed.
I saw him accept an award. Maybe it was the Music Awards or something. And he seemed like a nice, humble guy. And then he got up and played with Aerosmith. And I thought, wow, I did not think there was a guy his age that could play with Aerosmith. And he did.
He comes from a rock background. Like, that's what he first went into.
He was heavy metal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Face tattoos look great. But I saw when he met Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman gave him a $25 Olive Garden card. Because apparently that's Post Malone's favorite restaurant.
Oh. Really?
And he couldn't have been more thankful. He was like, I can't believe you did this for me, Dennis. And I don't know. He seems like very a very likable guy. But
music sucks, man.
I'm not big on the mumble rap.
Alicia Keys hosting.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
Hosting.
Can't wait.
So that's going to be a pretty straight ahead kind of hosting thing, huh?
Gordon?
And who's going to host the Oscars?
The Avengers. You didn't see that story?
No.
Secretly, they're working on bringing the Avengers all together. Who's Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. and Brolin and Johansson and I don't know.
That's my favorite superhero.
They probably think, hey, nobody watches any of these movies that are nominated, so let's get everybody from the most popular movies in the last 2 years.
I would think Robert Downey Jr. would be a very good host.
Oh,
well,
God.
But he's got a history.
History.
Drug history.
Who doesn't have a drug history?
Well, I know, but you're not allowed
to... for a drug history,
are
you
telling me you can't take drugs and host the Oscars? Because that eliminates everybody else that's left.
Not allowed to have any history of anything.
Huh.
Why would he want to host anyway?
I wouldn't think he'd want to. I don't know why anyone would want to. It's not even that big a show anymore, is it?
No.
Lose about 20% of whatever audience it had left last year?
Well, it's just lame the way they put it together, so...
They could do a better show than they have ever. I mean, honestly, it seems to me they just decide what they want to do. And because they're movie stars, people watch it. But movie stars, aren't movie stars kind of shrinking? And
yeah, it's all about YouTube.
And there's so many in a row of the same people.
You're dead on. Yeah. If they had one award show instead of having the SAG Awards, the Golden Globes, the MTV Movie Awards, they have so many. They just pat themselves on the back for like 3 straight months, and it all comes together with the Academy.
It's overwhelming, and I think it inflames people.
It does. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are just tired of it. I've heard a lot of people say it. Oh, you watch that shit?
The most exciting thing that's happened on the Oscars was when they fucked up Moonlight and La La Land winning.
Right.
They get so preachy in their speeches, too.
Oh, they should make those two the host.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Were the Oscars preachy last year, or did they get away from that? Were they still preachy last year?
Probably.
Well, I don't know. There's always somebody who wins an award, and they stand up there and they grandstand.
Yeah, I guess so. I was thinking, when did Robert De Niro say, fuck Trump? Was that the Oscars? No, that was the Tonys, wasn't it?
De Niro?
Was De Niro.
Was that the Oscars? De Niro?
Might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. It was an award show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was the Tonys.
It was the Tonys, yeah.
You watch that crap?
No, I don't. I only saw because he said fuck you. So
you're happy the waitress won? I don't even know. I don't even know if it did.
I'm gonna say one thing. Fuck Trump.
Standing O.
Everybody's smiling like they got $1 million.
Standing. Wait for everybody to stand up.
It's no longer down with Trump. It's fuck Trump.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they want either. But, hey, anyway, for some reason I thought one of the award shows barely mentioned Trump. Maybe it was just the recent Golden Globes. Didn't seem to do much.
They didn't mention him at all by name.
Yeah, they tried to.
But I still didn't really like the show.
No, because no one's allowed to be funny or edgy anymore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was Andy and Sandra.
Sandra O'Face.
I think the host is kind of important. I mean, when Chris Rock was hosting, you always know Chris Rock might be coming up.
You know what I'm talking about.
What were the last two big bits when Kimmel? What did he give up food? That was wacky. Ellen took the selfie. That was wacky. Or when Kimmel had all those strangers come in, and one of the guys was a prisoner or something.
I'm just not a big fan of Ellen host. Not because I dislike Ellen. I just, her humor is, I don't know what it is.
There's not too many people that would make it interesting to watch.
Vanilla.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock? How could you be Chris Rock?
Yeah.
I don't know why he wouldn't.
Talks about things that people aren't supposed to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Ricky Gervais was great too, I thought. But you know, if they
Louis C.K. should host.
If they want to keep doing it their way, they can keep watching their audience shrink. Well, I'd be really doing something interesting.
But they're that they don't care about the ratings.
But it's an award show.
Oh, they care about the ratings.
I think CBS does, or whoever airs at ABC.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
By the way, you said the other day nobody says anybody's deep anymore. Jane Fonda said somebody was deep.
Did
today.
She? Yeah. Well, she's 80, so. So who did she say was deep?
I can't remember who she was calling deep.
Herself?
That's
Ted Turner.
Well, was it Lily Tomlin?
Of course I'm deep.
No, it's not.
I'm so deep.
I was deep into Jane Fonda.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, three-way.
Ugh. They did?
Yeah, they did.
Ted, where you at?
I think that was in her book. Where's that? You know, the whole Ted Turner thing came from, was it the Braves winning it when he was drunk?
Yeah.
In the
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Yeah.
I cannot find it. I don't know where that all
bombed off his ass.
Pretty cool. So what's going on this weekend?
Martin Luther King Day. Monday, a lot of people have the day off.
Hey, then we have a day off.
Don't we?
We should.
You're the boss.
Yeah, well, right. I hadn't even thought about it.
That means we got to put another best of together.
I brought it up.
So go have a meeting with yourself. Keckner.
Nobody's going to listen to the show on Monday if they got the day off, right? They don't get in their car because they're home.
Right. Well.
Still could listen to us in their house, I guess.
Yeah.
I got to think about this. Wow.
We'll have to get together and record a best of intro.
Well, that doesn't take very long.
Can we just kick the can down the road and take President's Day off? There's all those great football games.
Good Friday.
But then everybody's going to work. Good Friday. Wait, Good Friday was replaced by Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Why are we screwing ourselves? Speaking of screwed, I forgot when the Hall Financial Hotline opened yesterday to mention that the Hall Financial Hotline opened and that you can do a refi. You can buy your dream home, your first home, whatever it is. Hall Financial would love to finance you. We're opening it up just for kicks now. We don't even have a call, but it's kind of fun to have it open just in case.
We'll shut it back down then, too.
click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage, or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, or you can call 248-308-5000. They would love to work with you.
Did you see the update on the Chris Hansen story?
No, I don't think I saw an update.
He owes $250,000 in taxes, $60,000 to American Express, $125,000 to a bank.
No boy.
And $1 million to his mortgage lender.
Wow, that is really sad to hear.
Now we know why he bounced that check.
You know, I just read, because, you know, Josh Mankiewicz.
Yeah.
Who originally came on our show at 105.1. I hate thinking about that, but... people are doing separated audio, separated birth with Maz and Josh Mankiewicz,
yeah.
And they do sound alike. And Josh came on; he could not have been nicer. He was just a super nice guy. And so I've always been interested in his datelines. I think he does a great job. And for some reason, I searched on because I'd heard he got married recently, and so I just did a search on Josh Mankiewicz, and stuff starts popping up. And I think what it said was that his salary was maybe $250,000.
$200,000. We remember yesterday.
Or $200,000 for doing Dateline. And, you know, To Catch a Predator was part of Dateline. So I don't think Chris Hansen made the kind of crazy money he probably should have.
Remember we talked about this yesterday. There was the spinoff shows.
Yeah.
To Catch a Con Artist. So you got to think they re-upped his, you know.
Well, he also started that show... I forgot who carried it. They were talking about the distributor because I looked it up yesterday after the show that he was signed in 2015. It was re-upped in 2016 and re-upped in 2017. And then they said, I believe it was June of 2018, they declined the option on the show. So for all practical purposes, it sounds like Chris Hansen has not been working for about 7 months.
He's also now been evicted, according to TMZ.
Oh, come on.
He last paid a rent in August of 2018.
A rent?
Yeah. Well, he had an apartment in Manhattan.
Oh.
Hey, get out of here.
He was $400 short and stopped sending checks altogether after that.
Sounds like Chris Hansen might have been living over his head.
Yeah. Why would he be living in Manhattan?
Well... You know, if you think about To Catch a Predator, that's why it was weird looking up those Dateline numbers. Because you think those people are $1 million. Wouldn't you think a Dateline contributor would make a ton of dough?
Well, that show on its own is...
It's a huge show.
Super,
And the investigative work is fabulous. They do a great job. You know, they always give us the red herring person for about 15 minutes. And go, oh, he did it! And then it's like, no, it's only 20 after 10. He didn't do it. But then it like... 10:35, it's like, oh, it's got to be this guy because there's only 25 minutes left.
Oh. Yeah.
And then the last 8 minutes.
Oh, weird.
The last 8 minutes, they show you the trial, guilty.
Weird.
And then you happily move on to the next show.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was a bigger deal. And so I have a feeling that even when To Catch a Predator was peaking, which was, that show was huge. It sounds to me like maybe he didn't cash in like you would have thought.
Suspicious. Well, it also sounds like he just kept spending.
Yeah, and NBC, of course, let him go over the two.
He wasn't even paying his taxes. $250,000 in back taxes.
He just doesn't he seem like the kind of guy that would pay his taxes?
Yeah, because he doesn't want a camera crew showing up at his house.
No, he just seems like a really together person. He's really, I mean, his reporting is so solid that I think I generate, and plus he's from here, and he was a star, Channel 4 and Channel 7. I just have this image of a guy who is totally together. He always looks very together. But if you notice, and this is terrible, in the last 5 or 6 years, I saw his Channel 20 show, which I guess is that...
Yeah, Crime Net Daily.
Like he'd packed on some pounds. He just didn't look quite Chris Hansen-y to me.
Chris Hansen-y.
I mean, am I crazy?
Wow, it's been a decade.
No, but it looks like he was trying to pull it back together, but this just caught up with him.
Well, the whole story about the $13,000 check that bounced, you know, is for merchandise for his
promoting
Kickstarter to promote his new show.
It has been 10 years since To Catch a Predator was on. Do you remember why it ended?
I don't.
That guy killed himself after Hansen showed him the pictures of a 13-year-old boy. Remember the South Park episode?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was pulling up.
We're good.
No reason to end Catch a Predator, in my opinion.
No.
Because the guy's a child molester. He killed himself. That's not Chris Hansen's fault.
The guy didn't show up to meet the boy. The camera crew chose to travel to his home instead, and he killed himself as the crew entered the residence.
Yeah.
Oops!
And then South Park just destroyed it.
Well, you get a new crew, and you move on.
So his sister sued them.
Surprise, fat ass!
Oh, Jesus. This is a great episode.
Hey, I brought you some Wendy's.
Yeah, yeah, go in. There's a hot tub inside. Stupid shit!
Score!
Yeah, he has Tourette's.
Oh, no, it's Chris Hansen!
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God, it's Chris Hansen!
Chris Hansen! Dateline!
I knew it! There aren't really brownies!
Animation, too.
Hey, do you have something to do with this? Answer me!
There's Hansen.
Stupid shit!
Oh, boy.
What? Nobody talks to me like that. Why don't you take
Dateline left him go, allegedly over the extracurricular stuff.
Oh.
Well, that would have been after this ended, though.
Yeah, it was like 2013 or 2012.
It's a good reason to let him go at that time.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, right, because they were, they're under scrutiny from legal fees and stuff like that, so NBC was probably losing money on it.
But he was still part of that Dateline. Dateline, To Catch a Predator came from Dateline, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I think he was still in that umbrella, and I just thought it was odd that, oh, Chris Hansen is banging some reporter in Florida? You're out of here. Mm-hmm. Chris, we didn't know about the stripper in Vegas, but, you know. Oh, it just seems.
It's always more than that.
Probably so.
Because as you pointed out yesterday, look at, what's the guy, shaved head, FISA chopper, and Matt Lauer. Did it forever, but, you know, they liked Matt Lauer, and Matt Lauer
had ratings, made money for NBC, so, yeah, they didn't care. But.
Megyn Kelly doesn't, and she talks about blackface and she's blown out. It's always about money.
It goes to show, though, that you can't judge a book by its cover. Chris Hansen, I don't know, am I crazy? He, to me, looks like a guy that's got his shit together.
Yes.
I mean, really, really has his shit together.
Yes.
And something was very askew in his life, and he had two mistresses, and he's not really spending his money very appropriately, apparently. I don't know what he's blowing his cash on.
Oh, that Manhattan apartment. That had to be huge.
That couldn't have helped.
He also had a mortgage, though, on something else for $500,000.
I think he lived in Connecticut. Yeah,
so he had two residents? Why?
Well, maybe the Manhattan.
He had another mortgage.
Somebody take your lady friends.
He had another mortgage for $400,000.
Where's that?
It doesn't say. But the state of Connecticut is the ones that filed the lien.
Maybe he's got two
separate liens. So would that mean he has two homes, or could he have two mortgages on the same home?
Could have two on the same home, sure.
So what, 900 down? Holy shit.
I don't know, the whole thing makes me sad. I just like the guy, and he was nice to us.
Yeah. Part of me feels if that was me and I got arrested for bouncing these checks, it'd be kind of a relief. Like, all right, I'm just done. I give up. I'm just going to stay in this cell for a while. I can't deal with anything.
If you think about it, you know, here's a guy who gets busted for two mistresses. That's the world closing in on you right there.
Yeah.
Then you don't pay your taxes. You got all the shit coming in. You're like, do a Kickstarter to get this thing off the ground. And you can't even pay for the shit you have to send people from your Kickstarter for the money they sent you. And it's like,
a million.
And his world's imploding.
1.5 million in debt. I wouldn't mind being locked up for a while.
Okay, bankruptcy.
Just for the break.
Bankruptcy. Fresh start. Yes. Fresh start. Hey, I shed all my debt. Here I am. I'm still a good reporter.
Yeah, good luck in any loans now, though.
I mean, maybe
a channel with Chris Hansen. Maybe it starts on Channel Kelly 4.
Back to Channel 4. Back to my roots.
Yeah. A roots story.
Would they hire him?
I think they'd be stupid if they didn't hire him, wouldn't they?
Right now they'd be stupid to hire him. I mean, it's hot.
Still Chris Hansen.
That Kickstarter,
you can't.
He'll probably work for like $15 an hour.
You can't have a better local reporter than Chris Hansen. He's way beyond that.
As long as he still has the drive.
The problem is local reporters don't get paid well anymore. Don't think so.
That's a sad story.
Silly idea. Oh, well. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation.
That's Chris Hansen.
Yeah, you don't want any of the kind of stress Chris Hansen is under. Oh, my God. 26 years of advertising and sales experience, and he's been in real estate for a couple years now. Scott Kunith can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, which is why he promises to call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's happy to do that. Or if you want to talk on the phone, that's fine, too. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding your new one. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunith. You can email him, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at C-B-W-M. And for the best of, we've got online dating stories. Hey.
Mm-hmm. And I think that winds up with how we find out how Ellen's studio operates.
I see. Glory hole stories. Those are always great. We need to go back to glory. There's got to be some fresh glory hole stories.
There's
to go
some
to.
Great glory hole stories, and there's some
I
good.
I want me some glory hole.
There's some good reviews. We found out about a website that will review glory holes and places to hook up.
Then you got Maz refusal to swear, and Carmen and Lauren were the ones who were going to give BJs for losing their Super Bowl bet.
Yep. Anybody that took the Patriots, they gave them blowjobs.
And then the Mayor Fouts makes an appearance on the Best Of. And what better week for Mayor Fouts to appear on the Best Of?
Yeah, when everyone's bored of it.
Yeah. I thought the Harris poll really wasn't bad.
Fuck that shit.
People weren't as bored as he said they were, but there are bored people in Warren.
Clearly. Amazing. Starting with him.
So on with the best, Bob, Drew, and Mike. 64% of Americans who used an online dating service say they met their significant other that way. 64%. It's a pretty high number.
Very high. I know a lot of people that have done that.
Yeah. No, it's almost normal now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you meet your wife, Brandon?
Farm party.
Farm party. That's number two.
At farmersparty.com.
Yeah, just mutual friends, yeah. But this... I don't think Tinder or Grindr were out.
Grindr.
So I wasn't able to just hop on them.
I know. We were talking about that the other day. I went off the air. I was like, God, everybody has it easy now. They just pull up, you know, Tinder or one of those websites.
Yeah. It seems like people like 23, 24, it seems like they get laid like crazy.
Yeah, unless you're Vinny.
There was like Match.com and a couple other dating websites when I was single, but I never got into it. Like I would have loved to have Tinder when I was single.
Okay, wait.
The whole point of it is not necessarily relationships, but just
banging. Banging. I'll take it one step further. You had texting, though.
Yeah.
And you had cell phones. We just had to stand by our landline like an asshole, hoping somebody calls to do something.
I know, really, it just seems so archaic.
Yeah.
It seems so pathetic.
I assume I get a call tonight. Anybody want to do anything?
I mean, I assume even gross people get laid.
Oh, totally.
Gross people find each other?
Yeah, we do. I don't know. Of course gross people get laid. Well, like that 50-year-old that's banging that 20-year-old dude.
Oh, yeah.
We found each other online.
Do we have her number?
I think so. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's dial her up.
Let me give this number to Jay real quick.
How is she pulling these 20-year-olds? She's probably online, don't you think?
Maybe. Her quote is, "We get mistaken for mother and son, but our sex life is amazing." It's kind of a weird number, so I'm not terribly positive in it.
I don't know.
Jill Carpenter.
Older lady, yeah.
A woman who's dating a man 30 years younger than her says that she's found her soulmate. I'm sure they got a lot in common. I'm sure they talk about a lot of similar things.
Oh, yeah.
When out in public, Carpenter says she proudly flaunts their one-year relationship, holding hands and kissing her handsome beau, despite often being mistaken for his mother.
Oh, how gross.
She runs an animal sanctuary.
That must just freak people out around him. Oh, my God, look at that. That mom is all over her kid. That's so weird.
They first started speaking online.
Of course.
And she was immediately drawn to his mature profile.
Which
stated, listen, this is a line of bullshit.
Oh,
which
he's
stated,
mature as Billy?
Huh?
Billy?
He's mature as Billy Flop. His online profile stated he was looking for the one, not a sugar mama.
He's got mommy complex.
Maybe, yeah. She loves how romantic he is. He's very intelligent. He's very caring.
we have conversations that could go on for hours.
Oh, she must be incredibly immature.
He's very romantic and says, I love you, several times a day. He likes to kiss, and a lot of men aren't into making out. He also likes to snuggle. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
You're right. He likes to kiss and to snuggle, so most guys probably don't want to do that.
Wait, that's the couple right there?
Plus, we have a great sex life. I think we're real hypersexual. Pretty damn freaky for sure.
Ooh. Oh, God, this is a weird couple.
The reaction from their families was initially tricky. Eric's parents, who are both younger than Jill.
She's fat, by the way.
Yeah, she's...
I mean, she's not a little... She's fat.
Yeah.
And you know, no offense. She just is. I thought I'd be looking at a really young-looking 50-year-old.
Oh, no. She looks like an average 50-year-old.
Yeah, no offense.
Maybe, with maybe 10 extra pounds.
Oh, you're thinking a lot of people look that way. You're thinking a cougar life.
Yeah,
but he could do better than that.
He could be doing some good hosing.
But maybe
he's stupid looking, but he has a look.
Well, he's looking for the one, not a sugar mama. So his parents are both younger than her. They initially disapproved of the relationship and thought their son should date someone his own age. He says, early on, I was still kind of shy about showing affection in public. But Jill would grab me and make out in shopping lines more often.
Gross.
Then I learned to relax. People stop and stare at us, but we don't care. We're just enjoying the moment. I like getting hard.
You didn't say that.
No.
Go ahead, dial him up, Jay.
I've had to let go of a lot of friends because they don't understand.
Oh, he has? Yeah, it's like having somebody's mom around. I don't want to do bong hits over there. That old lady's over there.
Yeah, they don't want to watch. They don't want to sit around when you're making out with this old bird. Gross.
No, you would lose a lot of friends.
I'm scrolling through the cougarlife.com chicks and
yeah.
Really friends and, out there.
Friends and family ask a lot of questions about our sex life. And I'm keen to dispel the rumors. Yeah. Me and Jill are very sexually active.
Shut up about your sex life. I don't want to think of that lady having sex. I mean, I assume she does, but I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, she claims people come up to them and say, "You go, girl," and they congratulate her.
Oh, these are the cougars with the
cougar life.
Some of their pictures. Hey, these look like the women in the pictures I was looking through the other day. I got notified on my phone that MILFs in my area want to just have sex.
Oh, constantly.
But they don't want a relationship.
No.
So yeah. I kept agreeing to stuff, and next thing you know, these look like the women who are coming up on my phone.
Can you believe there's that many MILFs
in my neighborhood? And I asked for 1 to 5 miles away. And they still kept coming up.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Wait, Brandon, I wasn't done looking. Is that all? Did you run out of women?
I gotta get to another page. Hold on a minute.
Okay. They were pretty good look. These women weren't bad.
So how many did you bang?
My neighbor, none yet.
My neighborhood.
My neighborhood is full of really hot MILFs, and they take sexy pictures.
Oh, yeah. This website, The Cougar Life, they use the hottest porn stars too in their commercials. Like the hottest, like 41-year-old, and so she's a cougar in the eyes.
Wait, these porn stars live within 1 to 5 miles from me.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Jeez,
it's Ferndale, man.
That's pretty cool.
So her number doesn't work.
No, DQ'd.
All right, I'm going to have to look
They're
up.
Getting abused.
She owns an animal sanctuary. Who knows what they're doing to those animals?
Hey, what do you think of Liza Minnelli getting Judy Garland's remains moved so that she and her sister can be next to her when they die? Okay. She's really pretty.
Gosh,
I think so,
she
too.
She is way hot. She's crazy.
I saw someone was questioning us, like, why do you keep saying she's so hot?
Oh, come on.
Like, don't look at one picture. Go watch the show or look at her Instagram.
But her personality is unforgivable.
It's a little wild. It's a little immature, maybe.
I think it's beyond that, I'm afraid. She's one of those people that just believes in herself way too much.
Yeah, well, she's immature as hell, too.
Running around telling people, you know, don't talk down to me. I run a multi-million dollar company. You do not run a multi-million dollar company. It's your dad's company. It's funny. I went online. As soon as she said that, I was like, I have to know more about this multi-million dollar company. It's in her father's name.
What do they do?
They make epoxy for garage floors and also some kind of coating for roofs.
Really?
Yeah. Does that seem like something she came up with when she was 17?
No, I don't even know if she can.
Armor garage.
Wow.
Look at that picture.
Yeah, she's smoking, man.
That's some good flooring, though.
The 24-year-old.
I'm sure it is.
The 24-year-old business owner.
I know. Stop it. She was on Ellen today.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't think Ellen challenged her about owning the multimillion dollar business. I don't know why.
No, because she was lost in her beauty, too.
Probably was, yeah. Oh, can you imagine how bad Ellen wanted to make out with her?
Oh, yeah. They had to flip her cushion after the segment.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, the cushion on the other side was a mess, too, from yesterday.
They just have a whole, like, big warehouse behind
she flipped
the studio.
It. Somebody came out with a new cushion.
After every episode.
They're actually tearing the wrapping off it.
It's just normal break, you know. That's what they have to do in every break. They reset the camera's lighting, and they replace Ellen's cushion.
People that go to the show repeatedly, what is wrong with the cushion? My God. Peepholes are discovered in men's restrooms inside interstate rest areas in North Carolina. Well.
What's the mystery? I think we know why they're there. With Mort
Crim. The question is, how high off the ground are the peepholes?
Right.
Oh.
They might have wrote it incorrectly. This person just assumes they're holes, so they must be peepholes. Well, they should have wrote.
And now he has a black eye.
Yeah.
Hey, look at his peephole. Now he's, yeah. Yeah, bone to the eyeball.
I think a lot of people investigate this sort of thing. Don't know what a glory hole is.
Have you ever come across a glory hole in a bathroom before?
No. Yes, I
have. You
have? I have. Yes.
You have? Really?
Absolutely. At a rest stop.
Were you guys together?
No.
Well, okay, did you put your dick in it?
No.
No.
So what happened? Okay, Drew, you go first. What are the scenarios?
I saw one that was knocked through, like, your standard stall, which is metal.
Yeah.
There was a hole, like, this big through it. But it was like, you know, it would have been sharp if you...
Yeah, well, that's why they duct tape around it.
I mean, I can't imagine somebody actually used it, but they probably did. And there were all, you know, all kinds of, like, glory hole, arrow.
As if you wouldn't be able to find the hole.
Someone wrote it down. And
it's right there.
Just in case you're wondering.
I was in, I want to say Ohio. We were on the road coming back from D.C., and we stopped at one of those really big truck stops that had, like, tons of different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it had a really huge bathroom. And I went all the way to the end. And I went in there. And sure enough, there's a hole there.
Why'd you go all the way to the end?
I don't know. But I figured I must have picked the wrong stall. I looked into all the other ones and there wasn't a hole. But there was no duct tape. So I'm thinking maybe it could have been a hole.
Oh, it was a drywall?
But it was right in the perfect area.
Oh, really?
And it was cut out of, yeah. It's
how
not
big was the diameter? What was the radius on said hole?
I don't know.
It was perfect for Brandon, apparently. He said it was the right size.
I just looked at it, and I was like, that's a glory hole. But then, it
Brandon
might not
really
have
wanted
ever
to use
used.
It, but there was no duct tape.
It was a really clean bathroom, too, so I'm probably just incorrect. But
no, it was probably, when you see probably a hole, placed there that morning.
But when you see a hole right there, you can't help but think glory hole.
You can't help but putting your dung in it, too, right?
I didn't try it.
How does that work? Like, I mean, somebody has to come into the stall next to you, right? I mean, you don't have it in there, like, just waiting.
Well, if it's in the back, though, then it's somebody that probably is, you know, involved with the establishment.
I should have checked the other stall to see if there was instructions, like tap your foot or.
I think it's more common in gay bars.
So wait, are you just supposed to sit in there till somebody else comes in?
No, I think it's the kind of place where, you know, that's always going on.
Oh.
I mean, I think you're looking more at a gay establishment to be more popular.
Oh. Just but I thought, wasn't that the attraction for a rest stop?
No. Yeah. Gay action goes on at rest stops. That was one of the favorite gay haunts.
Yeah.
Remember we got that whole story about pumping your brakes if you wanted action? That was the place on 94, not too far outside of Detroit, was a gay haven.
Really? A gaven?
Yeah, it was a gaven. I mean, all kinds of families were stopping there, and they're like, God, there's so many
well-dressed men.
Activity going on here. What the hell is going on?
I know there was a rest stop on U.S. 23 just going north into Ann Arbor that's closed, that's shuttered now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was always the rumor.
Whoa.
As to why it was shuttered.
Well, the restrooms at Oakland Mall were popular. Extremely popular. You could go there any hour, any day for action, apparently. Which would be pretty cool. I mean, if I was gay, that'd be awesome.
I've told you before. So my biology teacher in high school, her husband was a University of Michigan cop. And for some reason, maybe because it was a Catholic school, for some reason she told us that, yeah, he gets called the first floor Mason Hall all the time. And so then when you're in school and you're in Angel Mason Hall and you're like, oh, those are those bathrooms. I wonder what's going on in there.
Oh, boy.
So it's, I don't know. She like planted this seed in my head that there's horrific things going on in that bathroom stall, and the police are being called there all the time.
What?
Thanks a lot, Miss Dupuis.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it true, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. Mason Hall, first floor bathroom. Is that a homosexual hangout? I don't know.
In an effort to find the specific location where I saw my glory hole, I came across a website.
The glory hole website? Glory hole locations? Famous glory holes?
Glory hole database.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
What kind of info does it give?
Glory hole database?
Well, I'm going through it right now.
See if Mason.
I'm Googling this.
Careful, because there's some wieners on it.
I think we can handle this.
Are they going to jump out of my phone and hit me? Should I just Google glory hole database?
So it'll give you public glory holes, private glory holes, and then also sex clubs. So
yeah.
Glory hole database.
It's actually gloryholedb.com.
That's it. It comes right up. Well,
yeah. So I'm going to find. Fun.
Cruising for a blowjob, gay cocksuckers, gay. Boy.
Wow, I just Googled, let's see, let me go back to this. I Googled Mason Hall Bathroom, Michigan, and like the second one on there is cruisinggays.com, University of Michigan, Mason Hall. Stalls were lowered to reduce restroom, but this only makes it easier to see over the doors to make eye contact with someone interested comes in. I met a guy there who is my boyfriend for a few months now, but most guys want anonymous. So apparently it still is active.
I might have found my glory hole.
Wait. Are you serious?
I'm glad you found what you were looking for.
Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
Any description?
Is there a picture of it?
It said it had a picture of it, and the picture doesn't show up.
Are you in the picture? wouldn't that be a bummer if that they took the picture and you happened to be in it? I guess when you went.
Just pointing. It's like... As weird as it sounds, I got really excited when I like left the bathroom. I had to tell everybody that I was with. Oh, my God, it's a glory hole. You're not going to believe this.
Do they all go run in to check it out?
I don't understand. Why do these glory holes have ads? Are these just added to
they
the
have,
list?
They have advertisements. And you know what? This
they
is
have
actually,
advertisements?
You got to pay actually, for premium content like Brandon.
And it's
right
doubling
over.
For individuals who would like to. Like this is another Tinder type thing. I'm looking as I click around that there's people who attach their own profiles and say, "Hey, I'm willing to be a glory hole participant."
Yeah, this one in Inland Empire, California says, "Let me suck your dick."
This one says, "Services offered: cum sucking, anal bottom."
Services offered. How formal? They roll up a contract and slide it through the hole first.
Oh God, listen. Great sucker in southeast Nebraska.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Then looking for a hole near Waynesville, Missouri area.
Looking for a hole.
Let's see what the Detroit.
Need a big cock in my mouth. That's in Cincinnati. Jesus.
And if you look at the profile, it'll tell you where the glory hole is.
Come on down, CUM, in Atlanta. Parentheses.
Here's a Troy, Michigan glory hole.
Oh, first time we're looking for a good teacher?
What's the description? Yeah.
Let's see, ID number 20.
No, Brandon's. And what's the address?
Oh, man.
Wait, does it have an address?
This one.
Brandon has one with an address in Troy.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Well, Highland Avenue by, right by Oakland Mall.
Right by Oakland Mall?
Well, this one's a private glory hole.
What?
Private?
Yeah, it's what's available that? For anonymous deep throat. Stop in, knock, I unlock the door. You walk in, unzip, stick your wang through the hole and into my warm mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, something like saying
I guess it's better in a cold mouth.
But then there's a photo of it. You want to see it?
Of the hole?
Oh. Yeah, let me see.
All right. It's right there.
What?
Oh. He's flaccid.
Not very inviting.
Oh, he's in there? Oh
yeah, here. God. This is a bigger.
I didn't realize it was coming. Oh, my God.
Here's a bigger picture of it. There you go.
It's not even hard.
Doesn't that look stupid?
Yes, it looks really dumb.
Disembodied, hanging penis through a hole.
It looks very stupid.
It looks sad.
I like how they define it here on the site, though. What is a glory hole? A glory hole is a hole in a wall or partition, often between public lavatory stalls or video booths, which can be used to observe the person in the next cubicle or engage in sexual activity with the person next door. Glory holes also occasionally used to describe the openings in a sex doll or similar sex toy, but the first usage is more prominent. Man may put his penis through the hole to engage in oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of vaginal intercourse through glory holes. While maintaining a certain degree of anonymity. This usually happens in established sex clubs, adult arcades, adult theaters, and adult bookstores. Glory holes in normal public lavatories are mainly used as peepholes, although certain areas are established meeting places at which people can engage in anonymous sex. How common is anonymous sex, I wonder?
In the gay community?
Yeah.
I think it's more prevalent in the gay community than...
Oh, I would say. Because you're talking about two guys.
Do anything. Here's one.
Once you get a woman involved, it's a little more complicated.
I-94. Exit 112. Marshall, Michigan.
Woo!
Right across the street from the truck stop. Boom. Glory hole.
Yeah.
So, Jay said, wait, see if there's some reviews for glory holes. So I typed in Yelp and glory holes. And
reviews?
This one popped up for a place called Slammer. Which is in Los Angeles, California. Cool. Slammer.
Excellent.
Do you want to hear positive reviews or negative reviews?
I want to hear negative reviews.
Are you sure?
Don't we always prefer negative reviews? Well, if there's a positive review,
you're talking about slammers.
Tell me. What do I want to hear?
Let's just try it. Let's just try it.
Pretty small penis, huh?
Let's just try a five-star from John W.
5 stars?
Hey, this is like a gay adult Disney World. The Slammer is a place to get in and get down to business. One of the rare clubs that allows visitors to wear street clothes. All right. If desired, woo. Slammer offers discounts and theme nights. Highlighted online. One of the busiest gay sex clubs in Los Angeles. There's a wall of lockers, so bring a lock. You really have to lock. That's sad that you can't even go to a gay sex club
and
just leave your stuff in a locker.
Will be safe and
some asshole's going to be there, literally going to be there and just steal your stuff out of the locker.
It blows.
Bring a locker. Be prepared to rent one from the cashier. Oh, yeah. I want to
rent a locker?
Rent a lock from Slammers.
They probably charge you like $50, too.
It'll be $50. Most of the men who visit Slammers are there to get off. Found this helpful and funny sex club video to help newbies who have never been there before. All right, I'll click. Jay, can you pop me up?
What kind of question is that?
Oh, hang on. Hey, pause, damn it.
Well, the audio quality sucks over there.
It's because it's not really.
Way to go, Jay. Great call.
I hate you both.
I'm so happy right now.
This is a sex club video starring Jodie Foster.
I was talking to my straight friend Evan about it the other day, and he was stunned.
So you're saying you just go in there and those guys banging each other?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They don't have something like that in the straight world?
No, it's like you go to a bar. Maybe
all right, you're
super
acting.
Drunk.
I'm done with that. That's done.
What the hell was that?
This next review. Are girls allowed also? My girl and I would love to try this out. Always wanted to try something like this, but want my girl to come with me. Why are you giving it a review then? That's not a review. You're asking a question. 5 stars. Love getting sucked in this place. It's got the best B-job cocksuckers there in the world. Nothing like taking a blue pill and sticking your cock in a glory hole for an hour by your cock-hungry mouth wanting to suck all the... Oh, God.
Wait, who are the receivers? That's the part I don't get.
Well, let's see if there's a receiver. Oh, here's a picture. Darker than downtown alleys. This section of the facility stands out the most. Locker in chillin' area. Oh, gross. The authentic and famous water sports room.
Oh.
All right. Now let me look for a 1-star review.
Yeah, please.
Totally bummed. They went in there because they thought it was like a basketball bar called Slammers.
All
Great place once you are in, but the bald nose pierced dude at reception makes this place a letdown. 1 star. Oh, wow, they wrote another review. 1 star. Wow, I wrote a review and I got taken down, even though it contained no bad language. Just an honest review. Like I said prior, great place once you're there, but the barman's attitude is repulsive. Why he's implied is beyond me. Oh, God. The bald nose pierced guy is the rudest person I've ever met.
The weirdest person I've ever met?
Rudest.
Oh, rudest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually starting to rethink my glory hole because after seeing several of these photos, the one that I saw is way, way too small.
Yeah, see?
I didn't know some of these glory holes that I'm seeing, unfortunately, are really big.
Yeah, they are. They're bigger than I thought, too.
Yeah. So I might have to, you know, take back my glory hole sighting.
1 star. Very dirty inside. They need employees to pick up used condoms and mop constantly rather than periodically. Yeah. The crowd is not attractive by any means. I agree with the rudeness of the bald employee. This place is perfect for having unsafe sex. Frankly, the government should audit this cash-only place and close this place down for spreading HIV. Well, that's unfounded.
You know it's unfounded.
Well, how do you know they're spreading HIV?
I don't know. I think it'd rather be concerned than not concerned.
Well, I know. It's got a lot of 5-star reviews. 1 star. When I lived in L.A., I went to Slammer all the time, and the place was full of hot men and always had a good time. I moved back from L.A. in 2011 and returned for the first time in 4 years just last week. I went into Slammer's last Friday, and it was such a huge disappointment. All capital. That place has really fallen. Was shocked that there's really no parking except for their valet parking.
He's complaining about the valet parking.
Which really isn't valet.
Orioles.
The place is now full of nothing but ugly old men. I'm talking men in their 50s, 60s, 70s. There were very few young guys, and I didn't see anyone there that came close to even being described as hot. What really saddened me even more, though, is that three of the guys that were working there when I lived in L.A. are still there. Really, guys? Is this the best you can do? Working in a sex club? Think better of yourselves. Educate yourselves and get out of there. I ended up leaving early, and I went to Zone in West Hollywood. There were tons of hot guys. These guys just look like they came from the pages of GQ and Playgirl. I also saw some guys there that I used to know from Slammer. So I guess they were also turned off by all the Slammer's growing clientele of old men. Anyway, I had a great time at the Zone.
Now, what were you going to say, Maz?
I just watched Crashing today from Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, Artie's show.
The second one, I liked it even better than the first one. It was really, really funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, too. I mean, first of all, the stand-up comedy is such an interesting field. And you got T.J. Miller.
I know.
He's awesome.
He
Gershon was
in it.
Yeah, she looked good, too.
She's great.
She looked really good.
How about that scene where she takes him back to his house?
I know.
And he won't sleep with her? That's kind of a funny diatribe she went on.
Yeah, she got quite pissed.
You don't come into a woman's house and not F her?
Yeah, F her. Oh, Tom.
Sorry.
Thanks for censoring yourself.
You're welcome.
Maz.
Are the girls listening?
No.
Have they ever listened to the podcast?
Yes.
Oh.
Were they flushed out by the language?
They were not flushed out by the language, but I've had some people flushed out by the language.
What?
Oh.
Breaking news.
I've had people flushed.
Who's flushed out?
I'm not going to give their names out.
Can you explain who they are? Are they relatives? Older
relatives? No, not relatives. People that I know.
Are they deeply religious?
I didn't think they were. I didn't realize they were that touchy.
Was there one word in particular?
They just thought you guys were just letting it loose.
Well, we are.
They said they couldn't get by the first hour one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there was so much swearing?
Yeah.
Really? Because I don't think we even swear that much.
I'm like, was Mark Force swearing? And she's like, yeah, I think so.
Oh, shut up.
Is Mark forcing himself to swear?
See, I'm concerned about taking this information from Maz and altering the show in any way because I don't know who he's connected to. It could be some very unshow-like people.
But of course, I'm
what demographic are these people?
First of all, you know me. I am very unshow. I'm a very unshow guy. I don't belong with you guys. You said it many times.
No, it doesn't work on paper.
Right.
I know. We know that.
Some say it don't work, period.
Well, there's always
who said that?
People always say there's no combination that at least a few people won't say doesn't work.
Correct.
So
anyway, no, there was some. I didn't think they, you know, I didn't think the show was bad to recommend anybody.
I mean, was there a particular word like cock or something?
Could have been cock. Could have been.
Whoa. Oh, never drop Jay.
Never
cock tossing.
What demographic are these people in? Are they women?
They were male? Women.
Really?
Women in the, I'd say, 40s.
Hmm.
Okay. Then I don't even know what to say.
I'm just
other than to ask people, is there too much swearing? Does the language offend people?
I doubt it.
I like to hear from people because you know, we've talked about not swearing or swearing less, and actually people I've spoke to who have an interest in the podcast say absolutely not. The show should be loose. It should be as edgy as possible because you can. Not to swear for the sake of swearing.
It's going
to
be gratuitous.
I think fans of the show are not going to even hear the curses. They're just going to...
Not after a while. Right. I don't think you do after a while.
Right. I'm not sorry if
I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
Unless Tom swears, because then it's just like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Well, you know I'm not going to.
You just don't... You already did.
I said...
You said cock.
Cock.
Ass.
Bullshit. I've said bull. Asshole. I didn't say that, did I?
Bullshit.
It's the same guy doctored that did the Jim Fouts audio.
Must have been talking about Mark. Damn it.
Probably.
Today we have Lauren Phillips and Carmen Valentina.
Lauren Phillips and Carmen Valentina, and they are doing...
There are two young ladies that...
Entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs that put out a little wager for the Super Bowl last week.
Okay.
And if New England was going to win, Mark, you could fill the fans in.
Well, it's called Team BJ was the hashtag. And if they picked the Patriots, the Patriots.
You're following this, man.
The thing I don't get, though, is if the Patriots lost, they don't get anything? Or is everybody just winners?
You have to be following them on Twitter, though, to get the BJ, to collect the BJ.
True.
Correct. Yeah. They'll fill us in.
They're really going to give BJs to all the... How many people are there following them?
Quite a bit.
Can you imagine how bummed out they were when they were down 20, when the Patriots were down 20 to 3?
Yeah, she was.
No.
Oh, now I'm just going to have to blow someone on film and get paid. Right?
Wow. Do you know these names? Anybody know these names in porn? Are they big names? Is this their entree into getting some publicity in the business?
I never get the lady's name.
I never really do either. But there's some.
I know,
people,
it's very
rude
of me.
What's
her name? Here she is, Lauren. Her Twitter is @LaurenFillsUp. She's got 101,000 followers.
Total of 400,000 followers.
She is a goofus.
How many people does she have to blow? 101,000?
Yeah.
Looks that way.
Yep.
I thought that it was after a certain point that you, if you followed them from that point on or something like that. I mean, I never thought the number was that big.
This story says 400,000. Well, I mean, I don't think
better look at it.
I don't think they're paying your way to go out there. I think you have to go out there and get blown.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't think
they're traveling around the country to fulfill it.
I see a lot of people flying there.
That's a great question. I want a feeling. Do you have to be there on a certain day? Or
oh, look at that. They're doing it together.
Is it an appointment?
And these girls live together.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, big bass line, it sounds like.
Hello.
Is this Lauren or Carmen?
This is both of us.
Hi.
All right.
Hey, girls.
Hey. How you doing? It's Drew and Mark and Tom. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, ladies.
Wow. You sound so happy.
They're in California.
We are. Yeah.
All right. First question off the bat. What are you wearing?
She's wearing Star Wars.
Just Star Wars? What, like a shirt?
A sexy Star Wars pants on right now.
Hot.
Well, take it off before we go any further. No, just go
ahead. You guys, what a crazy, crazy deal this is. The Super Bowl comes up. God, how can we make the Super Bowl more exciting for ourselves? I know. We'll blow everyone that follows us on Twitter that picks the winner, right?
That's right.
Whose idea was this?
That's both of ours. Yeah, actually, Team BJ, this is the fifth attempt, right? And then this is the third, what would we call it?
Win.
The Team BJ, yeah. Yeah, so there's been a few that have, that's been trying to do Team BJ. But it was with our ideas for the Super Bowl, and then we've been wanting to do Team BJ for a few months.
We're just trying to pick something that we could probably do, and then we're like, oh,
team DJ for football has never been done.
And, you know, everybody wins. I mean, you guys win. You win, win. Followers. The followers win, obviously. Are there, were there two girls that took Atlanta and are just totally bummed out because they don't get to blow 500 guys or 5,000 guys or however many it is?
No, there wasn't. It was either we, at the time when we did everything, we actually picked four teams, which was the Chiefs, Dallas, Packers,
and then the Patriots.
And then, the Patriots. Mm. And then we worked it down to see who would get eligible for the Super Bowl.
So there's two teams from each division we picked. We tried to pick the ones that had the best.
I love how scientific it is.
I'm actually a big football fan, and one of the reasons why it kind of popped in our head is I actually got done doing the fantasy football.
Yeah.
Hey, now, are you guys filming this so that maybe there can be a movie that we can see someday?
Yes, we're going to film it, and then we're going to make it into DVDs.
Oh!
And it'll also be on our site, too.
Wait, so this is almost like the Houston 500? Or the
Yeah. Similar.
Except how many BJs do you think you'll have to give?
Actually, right now, if you go to officialteambj.com, you can email
saying that you're coming over.
Yeah, exactly. And we've gotten actually
Wait, is that C-U-M or C-O-M?
We have hundreds of emails already, so we're trying to respond to everyone.
So they have to come to you to collect on the bet?
Correct.
I mean, is there a scheduler, or are you doing it all in one day? Like time and place at the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Room B.
currently, we do have one date that is set up, which is which is in Vegas, March 14th/15th at the
Museum of Sex.
Museum of Sex.
Oh, we know people
and,
there.
You couldn't get a room at Mandalay Bay?
What?
You couldn't get a room at Mandalay Bay, a big suite or something?
No, I'm laugh. Great. I love the laugh. I love that you guys laugh at the same time.
We and then we're currently working on an East Coast location to do that, but that still needs to be finalized.
Oh, how cool! You're going on like a BJ tour.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Now is this being filmed? Is this going to be first class equipment and the best film only for this important event? So we can our DVDs Correct. Will look very good.
This is just going to be a bunch of idiots in line Snapchatting it.
Low job action.
let me ask you this: what if some guy, I don't know, maybe like the second or third guy, is really taking a long time? What do you do? I mean, do you ask him to get back in line or what?
We'll probably just put him to the side and let him take a little breather if he can't. Keep hard, let him like take a little time till he's ready again.
Yeah, it can be sometimes it can be a little overwhelming because it's not like we're in like you come in and you go into a room. It's just a room and there's a bunch of people and there's a bunch of guys and
your cocks out all over the place.
Other people are gonna be watching you, so you gotta have like some balls to like keep that hard on.
That's yeah,
right. there's no fluffers there, right? There's a fluffless room.
No,
yeah, duh. Come
God,
on.
I think you should hire a couple fluffers. I think it's a good idea.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
No.
Just
fluff with the hand. That's right.
Now,
fluff with the hand.
Now, so everybody gets done to completion, though. I mean, that constitutes an
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
And is there a goal in terms of how many you're hoping to you're hoping to get off? In terms of a number,
I'm really hoping that we have over 25. Like, I really hope that we have, like, 50.
How many guys?
You're going to have more than that.
The beach is free, but everyone has to pay for their own travel and expenses. So we have to see how many people are able to get off board,
but see, you're,
who are going to be able to afford coming down.
But you're doing it in Vegas. I mean, that's a... Hey, honey, got a conference in Vegas on this day. I mean, it's not like you're in the middle of Bozeman, Montana.
We're trying as best as possible to make sure that people can get there. We did it on a weekday. We decided to do that because rates for our flights and for hotels are cheaper.
Oh, good thing.
So we're trying to make sure that people, because we know, just like everybody else, we work. And we have, and this is our living, so we're trying to make this happen.
Now,
this is a fun spot for everyone to go.
Yeah.
How do you guys pick?
Also, like, have fun at.
How do you guys pick which guys you're going to do?
It'll probably just be Vanna. Whoever finishes first gets the next guy in line, and then the next guy keeps going.
Now, do you make eye contact with them, or is it just next penis? Next penis.
Oh,
okay.
Mark,
I wanted to make sure it wasn't so clinical, like you were just doing it just to set some record. I wanted there to be some affection.
some affection.
Be, no, I love you, yeah, but they'll be like, hey.
What if some guy tries to make out with you like, afterwards?
Yeah, the last guy in line just wants to kiss you deeply.
It's carried away.
I want to kiss you.
Well, they'll be able to like grab a like tits and like probably a little bit of booty.
I don't know if I want to be kissing. Yeah.
I don't know if I
like
kiss,
kissing. Yeah.
But they could definitely grab some tits and some booty.
Yeah.
Really? Smack that booty.
Wow.
You guys, all right.
This is I'm just like flummoxed by this. I can't believe this is really happening.
That's awesome.
I can't believe only 25 or 50 guys are going to show up. How many people technically have won the bet and could show up?
There's about over 500,000.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh man.
What if, how do you like, narrow it down to the lucky 100 or 50?
They have to show up.
They have to show up. They have to be there,
what
Tom.
If, there'll be thousands.
Oh, well, they got would, like they were saying. Go ahead, ladies.
At the end of the day, we have to go through legal and safety regulations. So
everyone has to get tested for STDs, a full panel.
Well, that knocks 90% out.
Yeah, so that eliminates a number of people, obviously, right?
And we are also we are contacting talent testing services so that we can do a promo code.
Yeah, and it's always good for all the guys to know their status anyways, because how many times have you guys actually checked last time?
Oh, me? No, I haven't been checked for an STD in a long time.
So it's always good to know, because you might have something that has no...
You have to have sex to get tested, right?
Yeah.
Hey, along that line, when was the last time you each worked? When was the last time you shot a scene?
Last week.
Tom, you don't know if they did one since then.
Actually,
yeah.
What's today?
Today.
Monday. My last scene was Saturday.
Yeah. And what went on
and
in that scene?
I just got tested today.
Okay, what went on in that scene? Let us know. When's it coming out? CUM. Coming out.
Because it's with that was with Kink. It's with Whipped Ass, which is a femme dom site. That should be out in probably a month or two. Didn't you work with
I did babes.com, so that should be out. I don't know how long they
I would we kind of always give them at least 3 months for them to come out.
Yeah, because they always have, like, a lot of porn companies have a stockpile.
How long have you girls been in the biz?
8 years.
Both of you?
And I've been...
Oh, okay.
I've been in... I cam for 4 years, and I've been hardcore for almost 2 years now.
Now, who's this?
Was it hard to jump from cam to hardcore?
Carmen's the 8 years one.
All right,
Carmen's
the 8 years. Lauren's
trooper.
The rookie. Okay, Lauren's the rook.
Lauren, was it really hard to jump out of the cam into hardcore?
No, it was actually a business plan of mine. When I moved to Florida to start being in the industry, I did some amateur pro with Reality Kings and Mofos.
Reality Kings.
And then it just occurred to me that
I kind of wanted to
dip my feet a little bit more. So I decided to do the cam girl route. And then when it was time, I had saved enough money and I built my brand enough to go to LA.
Oh, wow. You have a brand? That's cool. How cool. What do you think your brand is known for? If your name came up, what should I be thinking about you if I'm thinking about your brand? Like double penetration or
redheaded slut.
Redheaded slut.
Firebush. That's what you think when you see her. Firebush.
Oh, gross! Yeah, you guys don't have pubes. That's disgusting.
Yes.
There's no pubes there. Right? There's
pubes
no pubes.
Pubes are back,
right?
Man. Pubes are back.
Wait. Settle this for us, Lauren and Carmen. Are pubes in right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How much,
yes,
though? Well, no, there's a line. Some are okay. How much?
Bushes are in, not like forests. We want some nice trimmed ones.
Yeah, those haven't been
in
for 40 years.
Yeah, come on.
We don't want
stuff
that animals can live in.
Yeah.
You don't want to get
lost. Who's the most famous star you guys have been in a film with?
Tom wants to look him up.
No, I'm going to look. I already know these girls. These girls, I like these girls.
Oh, you know the answer to the question?
Well, I want to
I'm trying to remember.
The most famous dude?
Dude or girl?
Either one. Either one.
My dude will be Manuel Ferreira.
Oh yeah. Actually,
Manuel Ferreira. Yeah. You know that?
Well, he's got his own production company, doesn't he?
I did a scene with Nick Blue as well. So
they're
so.
How about female?
And then I just did a scene with Xander, who just won.
Xander!
So
okay, how many? If I went to your place, how many AVNs do you have on the shelf? AVN Awards.
I've been nominated a whole bunch, but I never won any yet.
Oh, that's no.
Well, you're gonna win.
How disappointing is it if you're at the AVNs and you get nominated and you don't win? Is that really upsetting, or are you really happy for the person that wins?
No. Not really. It's not really upsetting. It's just the whole experience is fun. Doing red carpet, going to an award show.
Getting all dolled up.
Yeah.
It's kind of just being, I feel like it's more gratifying when you're nominated. Because at least people are noticing you.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, this is
whatever
actually, this AVN was my first AVN being nominated, and I was nominated for two things. So, I feel like just being nominated is really...
Because
there's so many girls in the industry, it's hard to, be noticed now.
No, I think being nominated is a great honor, of course. Just like the Grammys or the Oscars.
Sure.
Why not?
Now,
exactly.
Now, how often can you film a scene? I mean, you just filmed Saturday and Thursday. Like, when's your next one?
Well, it depends what the scene is.
Yeah. This last week was actually probably one of my busiest weeks. I had four anal scenes.
Wow.
Is that Carmen or Lauren? I missed. Is that Carmen or Lauren?
That's Lauren.
Boy, Lauren Maz just jumps right in there.
I love Lauren. Lauren's my girl.
Four anal scenes.
I had two interracial gangbangs. I did, and then two anal scenes. Both of them for kink. And then tomorrow I have another anal scene for kink.
Nice.
Wait, now if your mom calls and says, "Hey, what have you been doing lately?" You wouldn't say, "Well, I did an interracial gangbang the other day," would you?
No, I would say I had a rough scene.
Yeah.
Usually, when I tell her, "Yeah, I have to go prep for a scene," she knows. Kind of what I'm talking about.
How do you prep for that kind of scene?
Yeah, I do.
How do you prep for that kind of scene, Lauren?
Well, there's clean for an anal scene. There's
no eating.
Yeah, no eating for after 7. I don't eat until after my scene. I do a cleaning preparation. I have a shower enema that I use.
Wow.
Like a colonoscopy for us.
That way, there's no accidents.
And then I sometimes take a anti-diuretic.
We just call it an AD.
Yeah.
What is the, I'm trying to think of just what the scenario would be. What's the plot line for the movie? I'm assuming there's a plot. For the interracial gangbang, how did that come into the movie? Like, what point in the plot? What was the plot device that brought that into the movie?
Well, the interracial gangbang with Dog Fart was I was a bartender, and I was just—I don't know how to explain it. I was a bartender, and the guys came in, and they were trying to look for the other girl that used to work there, and she had been fired because she was a bad bartender. And then they were saying how she got gangbanged, and I was like, "Oh, gangbang? What?"
That sounds
and then
interesting.
It just leads to everything.
And you, because you're
typical porn scene.
Make me a bad bartender, right?
Yeah, basically.
Because you questioned what an interracial gangbang was, they made you pay for it.
Yeah, basically.
Now
that's brilliant.
Okay, you guys have been in the business for a while. Have you been able to maintain a significant other while in the industry, or is that just not happening?
We leave that to our private lives.
Okay,
yeah, we'd like to keep that separate from all the fans knowing.
And I don't believe in monogamy anyway.
Okay,
I'm a
girl
swinger. So let's just say,
a lot of porters who do have relationships, sex is just sex.
Yeah,
but mentally cheating on someone's way different.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this.
I was with somebody and they were in an interracial gangbang in porn. I still think I might be a little hurt when they came home that day.
I think those cards are on the table when you start dating. Right? I think you know.
You don't have an answer, though, for my gangbang. I don't know who's hurting more.
Have you ever gone on a date the same day you filmed a scene? Like afterwards you got in the shower and then went out on a date?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see you doing that. Yeah. I don't know if I have, no.
Well, that
you
girl.
Have, yeah. I can see you doing that.
Remember when.
I can see you fucked someone else earlier that day.
It's a fetish.
When Jasmine broke the Houston 500 record, she slept with 620 guys. I said 620, right? And she said, no, 621 because I did my boyfriend when I got home. That seemed a little unnecessary,
really
but whatever.
Doesn't really count.
Yeah,
it didn't count. She said she acknowledged it did not really count, but she said it was actually 621. Do you know Jasmine St. Clair, by the way?
Who?
Jasmine St. Clair, was that her
Jasmine
name?
Jasmine St. Clair.
No, we haven't met her.
She broke the Houston 500 record by doing 620. But
was that at the Astrodome?
No, it was not at the Astrodome. That would have been really convenient, though. That'd be cool.
Right? Wow.
Okay, so what's the date again for this? When you guys are going to keep up the bet?
Yeah, Drew needs to book his flight.
March 14th/15th, depending if there's a lot of people, if I continue it to the 15th.
Okay.
But if there's not as many people coming, I'll just be the 14th.
And now this will be filmed for a show, right? For a movie, right?
Yes, everyone's okay. Going to have to get tested, sign model releases, so they have to. And if you don't want your face shown, just bring a mask.
And
we're
going to
have a mask. As well.
Have you thought of reaching out?
Proof of ID that you're over 18 too.
I think this would be a great climax.
Or a Batman mask,
pun intended, for the movie. A great climax to have Rob Gronkowski be the last guy. Have you thought of reaching out to Gronk since he is a Patriot? Or maybe Martellus Bennett.
I think I told the Patriots team that they're more than welcome to come and get their blowjob.
Oh,
and they're allowed to wear masks too.
That'd be a great ending.
They can wear the helmet. Right?
Julian Edelman waltzes in.
He's got that beard. You can't tell who it is anyway.
Sure.
One more question. If you're trying to keep the line moving, which obviously I would assume you would want to keep the line, you wouldn't want a lot of delays. How many guys back in the line has to be all fluffed up and ready to go? Do they have to have their pants off and be nude, at least the bottom part, if they're next or three down in line? Or just they undress when they get up there?
They feel comfortable.
Yeah.
If they want to wear no pants, they can wear no pants. If they want to leave their boxers on, they can leave their boxers on. Whatever makes them feel comfortable, as long as they're clean and showered and have good hygiene.
We want to make sure because most of the guys are probably not used to the setting of this. Like, you have to consider, me and Carmen have been on millions of sets, and this is second nature to us. So we want to make sure that they feel as comfortable as possible.
Remember, that's good, because I have a friend. He can't get hard unless you unzip his pants, and then it pops out like a Jack in the Box.
That a fact?
Smack
in face. Thanks for the courtesy laugh.
That Houston 500. Remember we saw that gangbang video, and there were guys that had no pants on, like 20.
And
back
they all
in
had
line.
The shirt and socks on.
I know it looked weird.
They had to stay warm. They're trying to stay warm.
Weird look. Yeah, make sure the temperature's up in that room.
We'll try.
Well, it's been fascinating talking to you guys. Is there a website you want to give us, or your Twitter? Because since I know you were trying to increase your Twitter by doing this.
Every other joker can sign up.
Of course, yeah. My Twitter is ClubCarmenXXX, and my website is CarmenValentina.com.
And my Twitter is LaurenFillsUp, spelled as LaurenFillsUp. And then my website is my name, which is laurenphillips.com.
Laurenphillips.com.
Lauren knows her
stuff. Be looking for all those Detroit area people, all those Michiganders jumping onto your Twitter and your websites and such. And good luck with this, and I'm looking forward to seeing the DVD.
Thank awesome. You. We'll send one over to you guys when I get it.
That's so sweet. Well, it's really nice talking to you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Right. You guys are a blast.
Bye. Enjoy the weather.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Lauren
and
Carmen. They are going to. I like people that don't welch on bets, and they are not welching on their bet. How many people? How many people will show up for this? I think it'll be more than 25 or 50.
Oh my God! They're going to be
so
much more.
I think so too.
It's going to be a line down the strip.
How long does it take to get tested? That's what I want to know.
Not long. Oh, you need. Well, you mean to get the results back?
Yeah.
Got to be a couple weeks, I would think.
I don't think so.
Yeah, instantly.
Well, she said
right?
She was just tested, but I mean, she's got connections.
Yeah, but you
got
to get tested.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to pay to fly out to Vegas. That's you got to get tested, and that's it, really.
Well, you got to sign a release because you're going to be in this movie.
But you can wear a mask.
You wear a mask. That would be hilarious to be in that movie wearing a mask.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny. All right, who wants to go? Let's send Tom.
Okay.
Let's send Tom.
Man, you didn't put up a fight.
No.
Well, no, it's you, though, even if you have a mask on. Like, that's Maz.
There he is.
There's his wiener.
I'll wear the bat mask.
Wear a cape, too. Channel 4 and Channel 2 had good stories, too, over the weekend.
Well, Channel 4 had the tapes authenticated.
Got it. That's the story
for the mayor,
talking about.
Mayor Fouts.
Fouts.
And my understanding, I believe she said there were 6 different sources of audio that they had all together.
Yeah, they had, but they got the 7-minute full piece that the special needs, where he calls them retards.
Right, says they should be kept in cages.
They have the full 7-minute tape of that now, And they had it, like you said, authenticated to prove that nobody tampered with it.
And I'm sure he's going to say it's not him anyway, even though it's been...
Yeah, let me see if he's responded on Facebook.
I bet you, yeah. Of course, he won't respond to any media now.
And it's Mara McDonald that did the story, and he's been pissed at her for a while, so...
They're pussies when they're young, and when they get older, they're just mean, hateful, dried-up old cunts.
He's so hot.
If only I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag, fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
Wow, he is so cool. He's the coolest 72-year-old. I mean, 70-year-old. Lies about his age.
Yeah, let's see. His last post is about the state of the city that's coming up and all the great things they're doing. Yesterday, he had a post at 4 o'clock about President Trump.
Nothing about the authenticated audio tapes, hmm?
February 26th, yeah. No, nothing about that. Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay.
Huh. Oh. Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much it. And that's the only way you can hear from Jim Fouts is his Facebook page, because he won't talk to anybody.
I hope this investigation is rolling along about the fundraising irregularities, because it sounds to me like they can nail him for that easily.
Did you?
Well, you're not looking at the good things he's done.
Now, Channel 4, I don't think they put out the full tape, though.
No.
They have a transcript of it, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, they do? What else does he talk about?
Well, it starts with, I told Gus, I said, what happened with those girls you were going to get for me, Gus? He said, I can't get them. I don't know. Shit. I got now, instead of Friday nights, Friday passed, I'd go meeting some women.
Tonight, it's because you're old and ugly.
Tonight, I'm going to meet a group of retards. Then the former employee says, tonight? Yep, tonight's retard night. Former employee.
Where are he's so cool.
He's such an asshole. What are they going to have you do? I don't know. Give some speech where they. I got to lead them in a speech where they. I lead them in a speech. You already said that, Fouts. For the second time of the year, it's my honor to lead everyone in the Special Olympics. So please repeat after me. Let me win. And they all yell, let me win. Then the former employee says, you're kidding, Mayor Fouts. But if I cannot win, and they all yell, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. Former employee, you're kidding me. Mayor Fouts, you think I want to do this tonight? Former employee, no. Where's it going to be? Over at GM. I want no part of this fucking thing.
Yeah, when I could be with hot chicks.
Yeah. Let me jump ahead. Yeah, then Fouts says, they're all retarded. It's the prelude to the Special Olympics for the retards in the area. And then he repeats he wants no part of it. Mayor Fouts, it's some retard group in Warren. God, how many times is he going to say retard?
Yeah, it's funny. I've heard a lot of cynical discussions about charity events, but I've never heard anyone sound like such an asshole in my life.
Hatred.
Yeah. No, that's insincerity at its highest level. I mean, seriously, we've been asked to do a million things, and for one reason or another, it wasn't convenient for somebody, and you know, somebody will always piss and moan a little bit, but I've never heard anybody take it out on the group, whatever the group is.
Special Olympics,
somehow they're not worth it.
Special Olympics is great too, so I don't know what.
I saw people betting on Special Olympics once.
What?
I'm not proud of that.
Really?
I wasn't betting on it, but my teammates were.
Oh. Well, it's still an athletic competition.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, it's.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
It's a real highlight.
Odd, but what's wrong with that?
No, it's a great event. If you've ever seen it, it's really quite inspiring.
Here's another fun part from the transcript of Mayor Fouts.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, you had a run-in with retarded kids. My Fouts, no, he went to Mott with me to speak to that one class. He went to see what it was like, and then we went to a class for the mentally handicapped. Their teacher wanted me to say hello to them or something. And then they all were in the bathroom, and he said the boys were all standing at the urinals. They pulled their whole pants down. They were peeing with their asses showing, you know? I mean, instead of unzipping, they just dropped everything down, you know? So he said there was a bunch of asses there. He's talking about some guy named Dick, I guess. I said, you don't go to the urinal? He said, yeah, I use the urinal. So I said, I don't use the urinal. He said, they were all in the toilets. They were loaded up. What's he talking about? They were all grunting and groaning as they were peeing. Why would anybody have a part of... What an asshole. Why would anybody want to have a part, have that as a part of their, you know what I mean? I'm for Dr. Kevorkian, you know, kids line up. This is it, you know. I have no compassion for retarded kids.
Wow.
A quote from Mayor Fouts.
You know.
And then this is where he gets into the whole they're not human beings part.
But it doesn't sound like somebody trying to make a joke. He sounds really like he means it.
Sounds very appalled by it. That's why I'd like to hear the whole audio, too, just to hear, you know, the tone.
It just doesn't, it's not funny.
No.
I mean, it's not, if there was something clever or really funny, maybe you could say, well, he's trying to be funny. He doesn't sound like he's trying to be funny at all. He sounds like he just resents mentally challenged people, period.
Oh, now he's talking about Eunice Kennedy. Did you know she started it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bobby's wife, right?
I thought that was, I don't know. I can never remember the Kennedy family tree.
Well, Jackie, or wait, is that Eunice Kennedy Shriver or Eunice? I don't know. Fuck, who cares? Whatever.
But Fouts says, by the way, I don't know what you think. I can't stand the Shrivers. I don't care for Arnold and I can't stand his wife. Former employee. What about the old man? He's in La La Land. Yeah, you know, he's one of them. I'll say, hey, Eunice has got her husband's like folks in the audience. He's got the same mental capacity.
Boy, he's a card.